刚刚在休息的时候，弟兄姐妹跟小弟问说有没有听过哈、哦？这大卫打死歌利亚哈、哦，那大卫不是到河边去捡五块石头？
During the break just now, some brothers and sisters were talking with me and asked about when David killed Goliath. He went to the stream to pick up five stones.
哦，但是却一颗石头就把哥利亚给打死了。
And yet he killed Goliath with just one stone.
哦，所以就有这个讲台有这个讲道的人这样讲说哦。那五颗石头代表真耶稣教会五个字哈，那一个真字哈，哦就可以把这个哥利亚打死哦。
So some people have heard of using the five stones as representing in Chinese the true Jesus Church is five characters. So the first character is true.
哦，我听过。
I had heard of this before.
在神学院哦，老师也这样讲哦。
And even in the theological seminary, our teacher told us this.
啊，有哦，小弟在念啊，在神学院的时候，还有那个韩国来的神学生哦，一起学习。
And during when I was in training in the theological seminary, we also had some Korean students.
哦，那韩国这个神学生就跟小弟在聊天，他说。如果到美国哦，用英文要怎么讲这个道理啊
？So these Korean theological students then asked, "Well, what do you do when you go to the United States? How would you explain it?"
哦 ，True Jesus Church 才三个字啊。
True Jesus Church only there are three words.
那另外两个要怎么样
？So what are the other two?
我说 In America 嘛。也是凑五个。
Last two are in America.
后来小弟，看到那一个哈，那个说法的，这个从哪里来的啦
？So later on, I found out where that explanation came from.
哦，那个是从中国大陆的一个信徒的见证来的。
And it seems to have been from the testimony of a believer in China.
哦，好像高雄教会应该知道吧？哦，因为这个是哈，好像是侯长老到中国的。福建的惠安教会带回来的见证。
So it seems to have circulated when Elder Ho went to one of our churches in Fujian and came back to tell the testimony.
哦，轰动一时哦，而且好像高雄教会印把它印成册哈，到处在传送。
So this testimony became very popular, and they even printed it on flyers to distribute.
哦，就谈到说这个。惠安教会有一个信徒，哦，这个在弥留之际啊，就是哦要死之前哦昏迷的状态，哦，然后到天国去，到天国地狱游啊。
And the testimony was regarding a believer in this Fujian church who, when he was going in and out of coma, saw a vision of heaven and hell.
说谈到地狱哈，说看到这个已经死去的人。
So he saw in hell many people who had already passed away.
哦，那泡在那个血池里头了。
And they seem to be floating in a pool of blood.
哦，那还有人哈被丢到油锅里头啊。
And he saw also other souls who were thrown into a big pot of oil, boiling oil.
这个火在烧了，虫在咬了。
And of course, people who were being burned by fire or eaten alive by worms.
哦，那到天国去啊，然后他看到说，哦，这个在聚会的情形。
But when he went to heaven, he saw that there were many people who were having a service in worship.
哦，主耶稣亲自讲道。
And our Lord Jesus Christ was giving the sermon.
哦，每天哦，每次聚会的时候哦。这个哈、哦，大家排队进来哈、哦，进这个会堂。
So every day,
进圣殿哦。
Was time for the service, everybody would line up and enter into the holy temple.
哦，能够哈、哦， 啊，他说能够分辨，走在最前面，那就是玛利亚，耶稣的这个肉身的母亲啊，那后面跟着十二个使徒啊，哪一个是彼得啦、啊？哪一个是雅各？哪一个是约翰的？
And he saw right at the front of the line were Mary and then the 12 disciples, and he could see which one was Peter and John and James.
哦，那大家做完了，坐下来之后，领会的这个耶稣就会问说：“老羊来了没有啦？”
And then when everybody had sat down, Jesus asked everyone, "So where is old Mr. Yang?"
Oh, 老羊那个 sheep 哦、
oh, sheep oh, okay
sheep,
oh. old sheep
哦大家说啊来了来了了哦啊就是指他了哈。
Oh, and so he said, "Yes, I'm coming," and he knew it was referring to him.
Oh, 那时候主耶稣讲道很精彩，好像看这个电影一样一幕一幕都从这个创世纪开始演演到启示录。
So when the sermon started, then it was a very vivid, almost like a slideshow or a movie, where he was going through everything from Genesis to Revelation.
好，那当中这个演到这个大卫打死哥利亚这一段就是这样大卫去捡五块石头，石头上面有字，就是真耶稣教会。那大卫拿那个真字的那个石头就把哥利亚给打死。
And so when the scene came to David against Goliath, then that's when he saw the five stones, and imprinted on the stones were 真耶稣教会, which is the Chinese for the True Jesus Church. So it was the stone with true imprinted on it that killed Goliath.
所以我们听到那个见证听到那个说法就是从这个见证来的。
So that explanation came from this testimony.
好，那因为当时台湾跟中国大陆还没有像现在这么样的密集频繁的交流。
At the time, actually, there was very little or less communication between Taiwan and mainland China.
所以也没有办法进一步去查证这个看异象的这个做异梦它到底是什么情况之下，后来又怎么样，不晓得。
So it was very difficult to verify the exact recounting of this testimony or what happened to that believer who gave the testimony.
那当中还有一段就是他在天国这个遇到那个死去的没有信耶稣的邻居。
And there was another part of the testimony where he saw one of his neighbors who was actually not a believer.
他说圣经讲天有三层嘛，保罗说他到过三层天嘛。
So he saw in heaven there were three levels, just as Paul related he went to the third heaven.
那个没有信耶稣的是在第一层天因为他虽然没有信耶稣，但是他也没有做坏事所以他在第一层天所以穿的是白衣，但是没有那么白。
So he said that this neighbor of his who had passed away, even though he wasn't a believer, he lived on the first level, and he did wear white linen, but it wasn't as white as some of the other people.
好像他就问这个邻居说你有没有看到我的亲戚那邻居说有，他在第二层。
So then this believer asked his neighbor, "Have you seen my relative?" And he said, "Yes, he lives on the second floor."
他虽然有信耶稣但是他不够完全。
And this relative of his was a believer and had been baptized, but was not very perfect.
那最完全的才可以到第三层天。
Only those who are perfect can go to the third level of heaven.
那中间这个见证中间有这么一段
So this was actually part of the testimony that was distributed.
那小弟记得当时我们有学修这个灵界辩证的课。
And in part of our training as theological students, we were took a class on discerning spiritual matters.
我们就特别把这个这一本这个见证拿出来做大家的讨论。
So we actually used this particular testimony as a case study.
那我们有几个疑问
So there were several questions that came up.
第一个
First,
圣经上虽然说有三层天，保罗上到第三层天。
In the Bible, Paul does mention he went to the third heaven.
那但是 那个三层天跟我们这个所谓的佛教的七层天呐、啊，哦，我们想的这个几层几层那个是不一样哦。犹太人的那个叫什么观呐、啊？天堂观还是什么观哈、哦？哦，不是我们想的那样。他们的第一层天就是我们现在看得到的这个天，第二层就是这个灵界跟这个物质界。好的那交接好的那一层，那第三层天就指着在灵界里好的那一个，好，所以保罗讲的第三层天指的就是天国了，就是灵界的了。
So, we have to understand that the different levels of heaven that Paul was referring to is very different from, say, different levels of heaven in other religions. So in Jewish thinking at the time, the three levels of the universe were earth, and then there was a second level being the interface between the spiritual and the earthly or the physical, and then the third level was the purely spiritual. So what Paul was referring to is heaven.
Oh.所以啊，如果我们不了解犹太人他们这个天堂观哦，用我们中国人的这种想法来解释，那就好像怪怪的。
So if you don't understand this kind of background about the Jewish perception of heaven and earth, then you would misinterpret that there are actually different grades or different levels within heaven itself.
哦，那第二个哈、哦，他那个没有信耶稣的邻居怎么也会上天堂哦？
And secondly, how is it that his neighbor who did not believe in Jesus could go to heaven?
圣经没有这样写。
The Bible does not say that that can occur.
哦，信耶稣得永生，不信的就是哦沉沦呐、啊，哦就是到地狱啊。怎么会说因为没有做坏事，所以啊也不用下地狱，在天堂的第一层？哦，圣经没有这样。
So how could it be that if Jesus said very clearly, those who believe and are baptized will be saved, those who do not believe will be condemned, that there's no record in the Bible of someone not believing and yet going to heaven.
哦，那再来哦，刚刚小弟也谈到说地狱哦，他有去看到地狱哦，有什么血池啦，有下油锅，那个是道教的哈，哦，圣经里没有这种东西啊。
And finally, or thirdly, there was a question he, in the testimony or in the vision of hell, saw people in a large pool of blood and then being cast into a pot of oil. These are actually concepts from Taoism, not actually from the Bible.
Oh, so we, after all the discussion, we think that this testimony has mixed up, has这个异教的掺杂哈，那到底哦是不是灵界的问题，还是哦什么样啊？还是这个日有所思夜有所梦？因为我们不知道那个本人哦，他那个看异象或做异梦那个人到底怎么样，所以也没有办法哈来下定论哦。
So finally, we concluded that this testimony seemed to be mixed with some thinking or concepts from perhaps other religions, and because we were not able to gather details of the exact circumstances of the vision or what happened to this person, we couldn't make a final conclusion or determination.
Oh, so we can only 单单从圣经真理的角度来做判断哦，觉得哦。那个一系列的见证哦，觉得有掺杂哈、哦，有哦有哈、哦，这个不是很绝对的正确的。
So we can only judge by what is what we know is true in the Bible as the standard, and so it seemed that that testimony had some questionable elements that were not completely according to the truth.
啊、哦，那或许我们也听过哦。这个好像也有来美国做过见证哦，在台湾有一个他儿子也、哦、先生儿子都是传道哦，这个田传道娘哦，老田传道哦，这个田传道娘，老田传道娘哦，田吉雅云他的见证。
And there's also Sister Tian who is the wife and the mother of our church's pastors.
Sung in the, 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 in
So in these testimonies also.
哦，他说天国哈，并不是每个人都穿白衣，有穿其他颜色的，有穿蓝色的。我说什么指挥交通啦，啊，或者是清扫的哈。
In some of her visions, she saw that people in heaven were actually wearing other colored clothing and had different jobs, like traffic, directing traffic or cleaning in heaven and things like that.
Oh, 那还有什么白衣，有穿短的，有穿长的哦。
And there are also some people who wear long robes and short robes.
圣经没有。
But none of this is recorded in the Bible.
哦，所以很多时候，我们听到很多见证，甚至我们也传讲这些见证。
So, when we hear these kinds of testimonies, should we then continue to deliver them?
哦，我们要判断。
We have to have good judgment.
哦，那小弟个人这么认为哦。
So this is my feeling.
无论这些见证哦是真是假。
No matter whether these testimonies are true or false.
哦，都是造就那个看异象、做异梦那个人本身。
The main purpose of those visions was to edify or to instruct the person who received the vision.
哦，换句话说，这个是个别哈、哦、个别的造就。
And it is an individual matter of being edified.
那什么是普遍的造就？普遍的教导？
What is the common teaching or more universal edifying?
圣经。
It is the Bible.
哦，如果我们放着这个普遍造就跟普遍教导的东西不讲，拿那个个别造就、个别教导的东西来取代。
And the danger is if we take the individual visions or testimonies to replace what is universally true and found in the Bible.
哦，我们想一想，这样对吗？
Is that correct?
哦，所以小弟哦，特别哦，这个提出来哦，跟我们学习，因为这个也跟讲到所引用的哦，这个例证啊、见证有关系的。
And so I bring this example up as a reminder and also something to consider because it does impact on what we put into our sermons.
哦，所以我们最好哦采用那个审核过的哈、哦，总会出版的哈。哦那些见证集或者圣灵月刊里头的见证。
So it's more accurate or reliable to utilize things that have been reviewed by the church bodies or that have been officially published by our church, say in testimony collections or in the Holy Spirit times.
哦，这个会比较客观正确。
So it is most likely more accurate to derive from these sources.
好，那我们现在我们就继续我们的课程。
So let's continue our class.
我们下午谈到我们可以从圣经跟从生活来找材料。
So this afternoon we talked about how we can find content and topics from the Bible and also from our daily living.
哦，来编写我们的讲章。
And to use these materials to use in our sermons.
哦，那接下来我们就要一起来学习哦，怎么样编写讲章。
So now we are going to talk more specifically about how to draft the sermon outline.
哦，那第一个我们就谈到哦，怎么样来写这个讲章哦。
So how we prepare the sermon outline.
哦，那就是把哦这个要把我们编写的这个内容啊，把它写成一篇合逻辑而实用的纲要。
So the purpose of this is to put together what we've gathered or our thoughts into an outline that is both logical and practical.
好，然后再进一步的把它完成成一篇的讲章。
And then to make it into a complete sermon outline script.
先把骨架给造好了，然后再补肉进去。
So the outline is the basic structure or foundation of the sermon, and then you flesh it out.
好，那第一个哈，我们就要先谈到说要怎么样选题跟限题。
So firstly, we have to look at how to select and narrow down the topic.
我们在这个固定的时间里头，不可能什么都讲到。
So under time limitations, there's no way you can cover everything.
哦，我们每一篇信息一定有我们的一个目的在。
So every sermon must have a goal or a purpose.
哦，那所以我们要怎么样，来表达我们要讲的这一篇信息？
So how are we going to express this message?
哦，要讲些什么？
What are we going to say?
哦，这个跟我们选的题目有关系啊。
And it has to do with the topic that we've chosen.
哦，那要怎么选题？怎么限制的范围？
So how do you select your final topic and narrow it down?
好，第一个就是我们要了解听到的人是哪一类的人。
First off, you have to understand who your audience is.
哦，我是要向谁讲道。
Who am I talking to in my sermon?
哦，我们要知道听到者他们的年龄、社会背景、教育程度、信仰状况。
So we have to understand their age group, the level of their faith, their background, their education level.
哦，尤其是布道会哦。
Especially during evangelical services.
哦，所以小弟经常哦到外地支援哦，总是要先了解一下哦当地教会慕道者是属于哪一类型的。
So whenever I go to help out at other churches, not in this area, then I have to understand the background of the truth seekers there.
哦，是无神论的。
Are they atheists?
哦，还是这个其他的宗教的。
Or do they have other religions or faiths?
哦，还是已经是基督徒，不过是其他基督教派的。
Or are they Christians of another denomination?
哦，还有。是什么样的哦？这个种族？
What's their racial or ethnic background?
哦，是亚裔的还是哦这个 Caucasian 的
？Are they Asian or Caucasian or other races?
哦，还有哦他们的教育程度。
Their educational background?
哦，是这个交换学者的还是这个来打工的
？Are they for example foreign students or are they here for work?
哦。那再来就是聚会的性质。
And then the nature of the service.
是布道会还是灵恩会？是对外的还是对内的
？Is it an evangelical service? Is it a spiritual convocation service? Or is it more for people outside or within?
好，来作为我们在这个编写讲章以及材料取舍的参考。
So all of these influence the particular topic that we choose.
好，那第二个就是我们要确定。要讲这一篇信息，它的目的。
So, secondly, we have to be sure to grasp the intent and the purpose of this message.
哦，为什么我要讲这一篇信息
？Why am I giving this message?
哦，我想让听到的人知道什么
？What would I like my audience to learn?
感受到什么
？What should they feel?
哦，做什么
？What would it do for them?
要怎么做
？And how should they do it?
哦，这个也是。我们在编写讲章在选题跟限题的方面的第二点。
So this is the second question you should ask in choosing the topic.
那第三个。
Third.
要清楚我有多少时间可以讲。
Be sure to know how much time you have.
因为时间的多少会影响到我们在编写讲章的篇幅的长短。
So the time allotted for the sermon itself will obviously determine the scope of what you say.
哦，休息的时间就有人提到有些这个讲习会的讲员准备了很多资料但是都讲不完哦。
So we also mentioned in the break that some people commented. So during many of our seminars or sermons, people prepare a lot of material but are too rushed to say it all.
哦，如果是不知道他有多少节多少时间可以讲那情有可原了那如果知道有多少时间可以讲那有点就很奇怪了
So if they are not aware of how much time they have then that's understandable but if they are aware in advance how much time is there for the sermon it should be something you prepare for
我们教会最有恩赐的柯恒雄传道哎，他每次讲启示录好像都没有讲超过第几章啊？上次好像有人问他说，他从来没有听过柯传道你讲启示录超过第七章还是什么
？So, Preacher Ko often teaches about Revelation, but most people say that they have never heard him teach beyond chapter 7.
哦，上次在 Pacifica 教会好像讲了几节课，八节还是几节？ 他只讲了第一章，而且好像是还是开快车才把勉强把第一章讲完。
So last time in Pacifica Church while he was here, there was a special seminar on the study of Revelation, and he was rushing to get through just chapter 1 in 8 sessions.
如果每年来一次只讲一章，我们要把启示录听完，可能要二十几年。
So in order for us to finish studying Revelation with him, if he comes once a year, it'll take us over 20 years.
所以要知道多少时间可以讲这个很重要哦。
So to be prepared for how much time you have to cover a topic is important.
才能够准备多少哦。
So that'll tell you how much you should prepare.
好，那第四个。
Fourth.
要设定讲到的范围了。
You have to establish the sermon parameters.
也就是说，我要讲哪一段经文。
In other words, what piece of scripture should I use?
设定清楚地设定讲道的一个范围。
So that will give you some parameters from which to work.
为什么会让我们没有办法在这个限定的时间内把该讲的讲完？有可能就是我们范围太大。
And why is it that we can't cover all the material we've prepared in the time we have? Because we've chosen too broad a topic.
所以我们要设定我们讲道的一个范围。
So we have to limit our topic.
那第五个哈。
Fifth.
我们要决定我们讲题的名称。
We have to come up with a title for our topic.
为我们所要讲的这个信息定一个题目。
And we have to determine a single topic for our sermon.
来适合那个我们的信息以及让这个听众预先知道我们要讲的是什么。
And the title is very important to allow the listeners to be prepared for what you're going to say.
那第六个就是要广泛的收集有关的资料。
And sixth, determine the useful and related resources and information.
我要用什么样的材料来达成我这一次讲到的目的？
What kind of materials do I need to be able to successfully and fully convey the intent of my message?
这个是也是我们在编写讲章之前在选题跟限题要考虑的。
So this is also something you should think about in advance of preparing your sermon.
那第七点哦。
Seven.
就是要知道我们是在哪边讲。
And we should know the environment in which we're going to be giving this.
是在户外步道呢，还是在室内
？Is it going to be outdoors or indoors?
是在教会呢，还是在家庭？
Is it at church or in a family's home?
因为这个不但会影响讲道的人，也会影响到听到的人的心情。
It will not only influence the sermon speaker, but also the mindset of the listeners.
以及注意力。
And also their attention.
这个是我们在编写讲章，有关这个选择题目方向，我们要注意的。
So these are the considerations you should have in determining the topic.
那第二个就是我们开始要编写讲章纲要的一个大纲的草稿。
So the second step is to formulate the draft outline and framework.
那怎么样来编写草稿？
How do you start making your outline?
第一个就是要把这个我们要讲的主要论点把它列出来。
So you have to first set out your primary points.
我要讲什么，主要的论点是什么。
So what is the message I want to convey and what are the key points?
那第二个，就是把我们要讲的这个论点，把它系统化。
And then you have to prioritize and sort these different points.
次序的编排。
You have to put them in a particular order.
把它逻辑化。
And to make it logical.
这个我们明天我们会进一步的谈到，是用时间的顺序还是用空间的顺序。
So tomorrow we'll go into more detail. You can think about it chronologically or geographically.
那第三个，就是安排这个附属的论点。
Third, rearrange the subpoints and discussion points.
在每一个主要的论点下面再设，这个附属的论点。
So under your main points, put down the subtopics or subpoints that you want to make.
那第四个就是加入这个旁证跟资料。
And then four, add in your supporting resources and materials.
你要用哪个见证
？For example, where would a testimony fit?
要用哪个 这个这个故事啊。
Or is there a story that would help the point?
第五点。
Number five.
检查是不是这些论点跟你要讲的这个题目能够符合。
So look over your outline and ask if each of these points are relevant to the main topic you've chosen.
能不能达到你要传讲信息的目的。
And do they help to make the message that you're trying to give?
就是你每个论点跟你要讲的那个题目目的有没有符合。
So every point that you've listed out or written out has to be relevant to your main message.
有没有衔接得上。
Is it connected?
那再来就是每一个主论点下的附属论点能不能来让主论点发挥它的功能。
And are your sub-points also helping to make your main points more clear?
这个是再做一个做个这个检查。
And so you have to critically look this over.
那最后就是头尾的安排啦。
And finally, you put forth the introduction and the conclusion.
那个引论要怎么下？结论要怎么结？
So how are you going to bring people into your topic in the introduction, and how are you going to make the conclusion?
这个是我们在编写讲章这个大纲这个草稿的这个怎么做
So this is the process you should go through in making a sermon outline.
那草稿打好了之后
，So once you've completed this outline,
那就要把它 final， 然后要完成正式的大纲。
Then you have to finalize it.
那怎么来完成
？So how do you complete your sermon？
第一个就是重新再 run 一次从你这个主论点。
So the first thing you have to do is go through it once more.
让它的词句能够更简洁、更生动。
And see if you can if you can refine or crystallize your main point even further.
甚至跟其他的论点能够有对仗。
Or if there can be stronger connections made with your discussion points.
那第二个我们要完成这个附属点。
And secondly, you have to finalize your sub-points and your discussion points.
把它写成句子。
And you have to make them into complete sentences.
看看这个每个附属点它这个内容长短是不是有平衡呢？
And you have to look at each of your sub-points. Is the length or the content within them balanced?
不要说第一个主论点它有四个附属点，那第二个主论点只有一个那这样就没有平衡
So if you have five sub-points under your first main point, but only one sub-point under your second, then it's not a very balanced sermon.
那最好能够平衡四个第一个主论点四个，第二个也四个，第三个也四个，这样平衡。
So it's best if you can balance it between each of your main points, for example, four in the first, second, and third main points you have.
再来就是这个旁证资料这个要详细的加入。
And then again, look through your supporting materials and resources to expand if you need to.
是不是切题
And see if those materials really are relevant to your topic.
那是不是适合
Is it appropriate?
适合那个场合来讲
Is it appropriate to the setting in which you'll be giving the sermon?
是不适合那一个聚会来说
Is it appropriate for the type of service you'll be having?
你不要说你这个是在在人家婚礼的正道你举一个丧礼的那个例子那就不适合了。
So for example, during a wedding ceremony, you don't want to be talking about death or funerals.
要符合身份，符合场合。
So it has to be appropriate to the particular type of service and the setting in which you'll be giving it.
还有是不是足够
？Is it complete？
是不是正确
？Is it accurate？
这个都是我们在重拟这个在 final 这个正式大纲的时候在。 加入这个旁证哦见证啊资料哦要考虑的。
So these are all the questions you should look at when you are critically looking over your finalizing the outline.
哦，那最后哦，再一次的哈啊、哦、这个复审全篇的大纲。
And then once you've edited further, go through it once more.
哦，材料是不是都完全？
Are you sufficient in the materials that you've used for support?
哦，能不能达到目的？
Does it obtain the objective that you've set out?
还有所用的符号是不是都统一都一致？
And are all the subpoints consistent?
哦，你一哦哦，这个大一小一哦 ，A B C 哦，这个要统一，你不要啊、哦、这里用大一，那边用小一，这边用 A， 那边用一哈、哦，这样就不统一了。
So, in other words, when you're making your outline, do you have main point one and then sub point two, three, four, or do you, have you laid it out in a different way? So you have to be consistent in how you've organized it.
哦，那再来就是，所预备的资料哈、哦，你在限定的时间里头能不能说得完呢？
So all these things that you've prepared, are you able to go through it all in the time you have?
啊，如果说不完呢、哦，你可以把它分成两次来讲。
If it's too much, then you can perhaps divide it into two separate sessions.
哦，所以再一次的啊、哦，来啊，这个审查你的整篇的大纲。
And so, this is a way to critically revise your outline.
哦，那最后哦，就是把它写成正式的讲章。
And finally, you have to move it from an outline into a sermon notes.
哦，骨头有了哦，骨架有了，就要把肉给补进去了哦。
So now that you have the skeleton laid out, you have to put the meat on it.
哦，如果啊没有把这个哈、哦、这个肉补进去，大概就像我们台湾总会出的那个零粮集啊，就是那样子，只有大纲哈、哦。
So if you don't put the meat on it, then it will only be just the bare bones.
哦，如果我们已经哈、哦、这个讲到讲了、很这个服事很久了哈、哦，你只有大纲哦，你也可以讲啊。
So once you've become more experienced, then you only really need the outline to be able to deliver the full sermon.
那如果我们是刚刚学习讲到哦，小弟还是哦奉劝哦，哦还是要把它写成文章比较好。
But if this is something that's new to you, then I still suggest that you write out the whole sermon.
哦，因为写成全文式的讲章哦，能够让这个讲道的品质哦。每一次的品质啊，都保持哦，这个一定的啦。
Because if you write it out as a complete sermon, then you'll at least be sure that the quality, each time you give it is the same.
那如果你不只写大纲哦，哪一天呢、啊？如果你那个这个要去领会，突然塞车啊，哦，搞得哦这个这个紧张万分哦，马上冲上讲台。哦，这个心魂未定啊、哦，那一定会影响你整个讲章信息。
So, however, if one day you're running late and you're stuck in traffic trying to get to the service, and then you have to rush up to the pulpit as soon as you arrive, then of course the stress of that will impact on how well you do in your sermon.
哦，那如果你是写成全文式的、哦、讲章啊。
But if you've put it forth in more complete sermon notes,
哦，就比较能够哦保有哦这个信息的完整性。
Then you can be sure that you've covered everything completely and fully.
哦，所以小弟刚出来学讲道哦，我都是写成全文式的讲章哦。
So when I first started delivering sermons, I would write out every sentence.
哦，这个还有另外一个好处啊。
And there's another benefit to this.
你还可以投稿。
You can turn it into an essay.
哦，这个如果这个哦，《玛雅杂志》或是《圣尼月刊》哦，哎，那这个把你刊登出来的话，哎，你能够哦造就更多的人呐、啊。
So if it's suitable for publication in, say, Mana or Holy Spirit Times, then you've then delivered it the message to even more people.
哦，这个是写成哦这个正式哈、哦、全文式的这个讲章的好处。
So that's the added benefit of preparing a complete sermon notes.
哦，把它写成全文式的讲章哈、哦，那也有几点要注意的。
But if you do so, there are certain things you should also pay attention to.
哦，第一个就是要保持讲章的简明跟清晰。
First, you have to be clear and succinct.
哦，尽量避免用很深奥的，这个神学的名词、宗教的术语，哈、哦，来，然、哦、后来表达。
So try to avoid using very technical or theological jargon that would complicate your message.
好、哦，用这个简单的话哈、哦、来讲解深奥的真理。
So it's best to use ordinary conversational language to explain important teachings.
好、哦，那第二个哦，就要保持我们这个讲章的口语化。
And again, the style should be more conversational.
哦，不要读起来好像在哈、哦、读什么什么政府发表的什么什么文告啦，或者是哦好像在念祭文。
So try not to make it sound like some sort of legal document.
哦，要很口语化哦。
So you want to make it natural and conversational.
好像你在跟人家讲话那样子的。哦，这种心情哈、哦，谈到的心情来写。
It's you're writing it as if you're just having a conversation with somebody.
好、哦，那第三个。
Third.
哦，就是名词的统一性。
Be consistent with proper nouns.
哦，如果你用神，你就全部用神哦，你用主就全部用主，你用耶稣就全部用耶稣。
So if you use God, then you should be consistent in using God throughout. If you use the Lord, you should say so. Or if you say our Lord Jesus Christ, use that term throughout your sermon.
哦，这个哈、哦、要注意哈、哦，旧约没有耶稣哈、哦，那个名词哈、哦，上面你不哈、哦、旧约的时候，你就给他写耶稣哈、哦，耶稣跟摩西说哦，那这样就会让人家觉得很奇怪、哦。
So just remember that the name Jesus didn't appear in the Old Testament, so you can't say that Jesus appeared to Moses and told him.
哦，这个就是在哈、哦、在名词上，当然我们知道在灵里头哈、哦，都是只有一位神哈、哦，哦，那个耶稣在旧约哈、哦、已经存在了哈、哦，那个不能说耶稣是在降世的时候才拥有哈、哦，但这个就不是一位神哦。
Of course, we know that spiritually speaking, that Jesus is eternal, and so, of course, he was also present in the Old Testament.
Oh.
It's just that the name was not used.
哎，哦，那再来就是哦，要再修正，反复的修正哦。
And keep on revising it.
哦，你可以把它这个放一段时间，再拿出来读一读哦，就比较能够发现哦哪边要修改。
And often it's helpful to put it aside for a while and then take it out and revise it again.
好、哦，那第五点就是啊，保持讲章的整洁啊。
And fifth, keep it tidy.
哦，最好如果能够用电脑哈、哦，是最好可以存档哦，那随时都可以编写修改啊。
So of course, now it's easy to use the computer to keep it on file, and then you can always add or revise it as needed in the future.
哦，就不会这样涂涂修修、涂涂改改哈、哦，这个、哦、变成大花脸哦。
And so you don't want to have lots of things crossed out or rewritten all over your page.
哦，那电脑的好处哈、哦，这个将来你如果你要这一篇讲章的这一段哈、哦，那篇讲章那一段啊，这个拼凑之下、哦、啊，也可以哈、哦。有新的讲章出来了、哦、
So of course, with the computer, you can copy and paste. So you can put together new sermons using various things you've prepared before.
哦，尤其是那个旁证的资料、哦、见证的资料、哦、那个、哦、很多、哦、信息都可以共同使用的。
Especially your supporting materials or the testimonies that you've used may be applicable to other messages you give.
哦，这个是讲章的编写哦。
So that's the way to put together your sermon outline.
哦，要先决定哈、哦、这个题目哈、哦、是要讲什么。
So remember to first come up with what topic you want.
哦，然后再这个写大纲的草稿。
And then put together the outline.
哦，来完成这个大纲的草稿。
And then to finalize your outline.
哦，然后把它写成全文式。
And then turn it into your sermon notes.
哦，大概这个就是讲章编写的过程。
So that's the process you go through in putting together a sermon.
哦，我们还有一点点时间哈，我想，如果我们多讲一些哈，我们可以多学一些。
So we have some time left. I think I'll continue on so we can learn some more.
好、哦，那我们接下来我们就讲一点哈，这个怎么样组织这个讲章啊？
So now we're going to talk about how we organize our sermon.
哦，这个是 下一个，下一个，再下一个
，next，
再下一个，主编排大纲，没有上面上面过去的，大纲的原则，没有，再下一个。三本把大纲要求，你好像不太一样，是不是我打错了还是？呀，那这样的话，我们就今天晚上先上到这里好了。
Okay, then if that's the case, there's a little bit change in the slide, so we'll conclude for tonight then.
好，因为我们小弟想跟大家分享，这一次只能讲到这个怎么编写奖章。
So primarily, we want to focus on how to prepare a sermon.
好，那至于说各类奖章的这个编写方法，这一次就没有办法跟大家详细的来分享，来学习。
So it's difficult to go into specifics on certain aspects of this.
比如说专题式的奖章、经文式的奖章、解经式的奖章那个都不一样，编写的方法不同。
So obviously there are different sermon types that you can give. For example, an exegetical sermon to interpret the Bible, or based on topic, or based on other themes.
那还有就是怎么样运用声音麦克风还有手势
There's also the art of the sermon delivery technique. For example, the tone of voice that you use, how to use the microphone, your hand gestures, and so on.
这个在我们教可能比较不会不重要了
In our church, these are not as emphasized.
不过我发现附体传道在布道的时候那个麦克风没办法跟他走，很可惜
However, when Pastor Vudi is giving an evangelical service, it's too bad that the microphone can't follow him.
Oh, because he's 属于那种
He likes to move around a lot.
这个也很能够吸引大家
But that's also very effective in keeping people's attention.
不过那个摄影机也是要跟着他动不然一下子怎么传道不见了
But the video camera has to follow him around, otherwise he'll fall off of the screen.
那这个这个是我们平常正道比较少
And usually we don't encounter that as much.
这次也没有时间跟大家分享这个了
So we didn't have time to cover those kinds of tips this time.
不过将来如果有机会还可以跟大家继续分享。
But if there's an opportunity in the future, of course we can cover that as well.
虽然我们这一次上的是focus 在这个sermon speaker.
Although the focus of this seminar is on sermon speakers.
但我们发现说当中有一些也可以作为我们查经带领的参考。
But a lot of these teachings also apply to, say, leading Bible studies.
有一些也可以作为我们陪谈的参考。
Or also when we are speaking with truth seekers and so on.
所以这个圣公是经常是这个多元的是互相搭配的。
So obviously in doing many aspects of the holy work, there are a lot of common areas that we can utilize.
所以我们更需要所有的人都能够参与。
So we hope that more people can participate.
因为这个附体传道说我们最后这个祷告会就直接祷告。
So we will go directly into the prayer session.
那我们就来唱一首诗歌我们就直接一起做感谢的祷告。
So we'll just sing one hymn and then we'll have our prayer session.